Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. The more exciting.
Congratulations to Mike Jonas of St. Peter.
Oh my gosh, is he the bonus Jonas?
No, he's no relation. He didn't have that Jonas money, which is why he needs that 10 grand to spend at West County Center. But yeah, Mike is qualified for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree happening next Friday at West County Center. And just for qualifying, Mike has picked up a gift card to Bravo Cucina Italiana. But next Friday, everybody will congregate at West County Center and hope that their name is drawn and they get to spend 10 grand in 98 minutes. Thanks again to First Community and West County Center. Your next chance to qualify, 1220 with Jill Devine.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
The brand new host of Who on the Show, since Trish gave us her resignation a few weeks ago, is a name that you know from Millennial Monday, and our friend and co-worker, Alex Rich.
Hello.
Alex, I like that you're promoting your segment on your Facebook,
too. Well, you got to get the listeners to tune in.
Yeah.
You know?
Your listeners.
Well, sure.
People that may not listen, but they're Alex fans.
We're always trying to get new listeners
on
board.
That's right, Alex.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to be a team player here.
Wow.
So, Alex, you've done this before, and are you surprised with the way people think about the show? Because you probably know us better than a lot of our fellow coworkers.
I am. It shocks me that some of these people... Some of these answers just don't fit with
what you
I
know.
Would put.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I would like to hear what you would put then as we go through that.
Okay. You want my answers as well?
Yes.
Because you're nothing if not real, Alex. That's why you're here.
Oh, I'll be real with you.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be real with you.
All right,
last week we talked about how Courtney didn't like me for...
I didn't at first.
Yeah.
And usually I'm pretty good with my first instincts about people, and I got you wrong.
It takes a minute with Alex, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Alex now.
Yep.
Me All right, too. So let's hit us with our first question.
We'll jump right in. We had our holiday party this week, so we kind of based some of these questions around that.
Oh, no.
Who on the show is most likely to not tip the valet? To not tip the valet.
Just to let you know, I tipped both. I tipped the person that took my car, and I tipped the person that gave me my car. Because I worry that the person in front doesn't get the tip money.
Yeah, I always wonder about that.
Yes.
So
am I wrong? I'd like to know the correct answer.
Cool it?
There's no way that guy just isn't getting tips.
I'm just asking.
I'm impressed that you tip both. I think that's excessive.
Well, all I had was the $5 to pay for the valet. So once... And they only took cash.
Oh, yeah.
So you had no tip.
So
had no
then
money
you,
for a
you
tip?
Pay the $5 cash, and then you're left with no tip for the valet.
So the answer is Alex.
Good one.
And right. I talked to you because I gave a tip to the valet.
Jen's tip was something else.
What are we talking about here?
Your tip. You told me your tip was a good tip.
I was, because he was like, oh, Jen, not faring so well in this one. I was like, oh, well... I'm going to tell you what, this time I actually gave a really good tip.
Well, what was it?
All right, so Kevin, not a tipper, four votes.
It kind of makes sense.
That's actually not
I don't
a crazy
really carry
answer.
A lot of cash. So.
Yes.
That's fair. Tim came in with two votes, Courtney, two votes, Lance and Jen, one vote.
It was spread pretty evenly.
I mean, mine was a really good tip this time. It was an autographed picture of Tim's face.
Nice.
I would have probably gone with Kevin on that one, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know that's you.
That's me.
You're going to drive around forever and not pay for parking.
You're right.
That's
He's
exactly
finding
right.
the meter on the street.
That's right.
Going in for that free parking.
All right, what's the next one?
Who on the show is the least likely to show up to the holiday party?
Kevin.
Me.
Hello.
Kevin with a landslide.
And that's why he is the amazing Kevin.
What is that?
Did you make your own jingle?
So, So Kevin didn't show up for the listeners.
No.
He did not show up. Kevin got 6 votes. Lance did not show up.
Lance isn't a shower upper either.
No.
Well, I get it. I mean, hey.
And Tim. I would have said Tim's a definite shower upper.
I put in the most time.
He stayed the latest.
Mm-hmm. Tim talked to the most people, took the most pictures, had the most FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tim was out there.
I went hard.
Tim was live. I like this next one because there were several people that came over and complained a little bit, but I don't think it was anybody on the show.
All right.
Who on the show is most likely to complain about the food or service at the free event?
Well, I've got to think it's Jen because of the gluten.
Yeah,
thing.
I would think so.
And just saying there's nothing here for me to eat.
Right.
I didn't complain, but yeah, I couldn't eat anything there. Unless you wanted me to eat the hummus out of a bowl with a spoon.
Mm-hmm. I think that would have been okay.
Yeah,
the hummus had a bit of a kick to it, didn't it?
Did it? I don't know.
It did.
It was a good hummus. I'm saying Jen takes down 6 votes here.
Wow.
Unfortunately for you, Tim.
Really?
You took 3 of the votes.
That's not that much. It must be spread evenly. Yep.
Lance took 3 of the votes.
Oh.
Courtney took 2 of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, 2 of the votes.
See, they don't know me because I don't eat. I drink my dinner.
And I'm not complaining because I'm not at the party.
Yeah, right. We just stay out of it.
I'll bet did you have the promo marketing department fill these out? Because that's where I go to vent. So perhaps they see me as a more complainer than I actually am.
I have been in there where Tim comes in. He's like, the food could be a little bit better.
All right, what's next?
I, by the way, did go through the Choice drive-thru after I was done.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a little gluten-free bun.
We were
going to
do that question, but I think most people went through the drive-thru on the way home that night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. And I'm curious what other companies do this. Have drink tickets at their holiday parties.
Yeah, they're big on the tickets.
So who on the show is most likely to ask everyone for their drink tickets?
There's no way anyone got any votes besides me.
Yeah, right.
This is the question that leads me to believe that people just don't know the people on the show.
Oh, right.
That's
but they also do because Courtney got 8 votes.
8. Okay. But I should have really gotten all
You're
10.
Right. Yeah. But who's next?
Kevin got 1. And then Tim gets 1 vote.
Never. I mean, not even kind of.
Yep.
I'm getting my drink tickets from Tim.
Yep. That's the first person I'm going to for the drink ticket. Yeah.
Yes. I gave my drink tickets to someone who showed up late and they had closed down the ticket table.
But they opened it back up.
Oh, okay. Well, I gave him my tickets.
Back up.
Yeah, I've been known to hit up the people as they're leaving. You got any of those tickets left? Thank you, Alex.
Yay.
Thanks, Alex.
Who on the show?
Entertainment Schmig is up in just a few minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.